If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
Seamus Toomey now with some extremely local news. Good morning, Seamus. I know at Block Club Chicago you've been going through the mayor's budget. Tell us about some of the price hikes and new fees that are going to go into effect.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, there was a flurry of activity in the mayor's budget over the last couple weeks. He had initially proposed a $300 million property tax hike, and they whittled that down to zero. But, of course, there are some sort of hidden fees that are going to try to make up a lot of that money. And the rundown is a bunch of them. One of them is if you get a single-use bag at a store, it used to be 7 cents. It's going up to 10 cents now per bag in the city of Chicago. Residential parking passes, if you want to add a residential zone to your city sticker, it's going up $5 to $30 now. It also costs more if you want to buy a sheet of them to give to your friends to come over for holiday parties and things like that. Streaming services, this is one that's sort of below the radar, but you do pay a City of Chicago tax to do all kinds of different streaming services. That's going up from 7% to 10.25%. So that's one that's you probably won't see, but you're paying it.
Yeah, you'll feel it.
You'll feel it for sure. Here's one that's not exactly nickel and diming you. There's going to be new speed cameras placed throughout the city. Bad news for all of us who like to track where these are and slow down to 25 for 30 feet. They don't say where they're going just yet. They're probably just working it out now, but they're trying to get about another $11.5 million on that. So cloud computing costs, there's a fee on that as well. So lots of little things that they slip in there, and then they pass it quickly, and then all of a sudden you start realizing these in January.
Check out that list. It's at blockclubchicago.org. This is bad news for the Old Town neighborhood. This restaurant has been around, what, 13 years?
Yeah, only 13 years. The Old Town Poorhouse, they say they're going to close down January 5th. They've been there for a while. It's part of a group of bars. There's actually poorhouses in Naperville and Oak Brook. Those are staying open, but this one, 1419 North Wells Street, it had been a hot spot for a while. Their big thing was it's a sports bar, but their big thing is they had 90 different craft beers, which is a lot of tap lines to clean, in my opinion. But a big selection. They said they're going to shut it down. They're going to have a big New Year's Eve blowout. So if that was your spot, January 5th. This is not to be confused with the Old Town Ale House, which is an old-time favorite. Mm-hmm. Mike Royko, a Roger Ebert hangout. That place is still around.
And finally, a big oops, sorry from Bally Chicago. And this was kind of a messy thing, wasn't it, this spill?
Right. When you look at the Bally Chicago site, and this seems like how could this not have happened? They're tearing down the old Chicago Tribune printing plant right along the north branch of the Chicago River, and part of it fell into the river over the weekend. Wall collapse. It spilled about a bunch of construction material into the river, and luckily for environmentalists, there's hundreds of offices overlooking this project, and a lot of people just while not working, staring out, watching it, saw all this debris floating into the river. So Bally says we're very sorry for polluting the river briefly. They had to get out the one of those things that prevents oil spills and put it into the river, and mm-hmm. they've been cleaning it out. They say they got a bill of good health from the city of Chicago. The Friends of the River said they appreciate the quick cleanup, but kind of a mess. But that's it's a very narrow gap between those walls and the river, and this time it went in.
Yes, it did. Like you say, it was bound to happen. Thank you, Seamus Toomey, and more at blockclubchicago.org. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.